From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN's Daily Morning Bets. Here's your hosts, Dave Ross and Wes Reynolds.
Wes, my friend, let's have a hot cup of joe and see if we can get some winners here on a Monday morning. Let's start off in the association, because I do think we're going to be looking at a couple of games with importance for very different reasons. We'll start with a game one in the Eastern Conference between the Pacers and the Knicks. Right now, Knicks, 6-point favorites in this one, in this game one, with a total of 217. Now, I wonder if you're going to be looking at correlated plays, 217.5 right now in this. If you lean Pacers with the points in game one, maybe the Knicks a little bit slow after that emotional series with the 76ers, up-tempo points maybe favors the Pacers. If you like the Knicks, and you're thinking they're just going to be too physical, they're going to be able to have their way in the boards in game one, maybe you look towards an under of slowing down the Pacers. Is pace the number one factor for you in game one?
Probably, yeah. And I think that's certainly going to matter really throughout the series. You know, if I'm looking at this, because I haven't bet these yet, yeah. But, you know, a couple props that you might want to look at a little bit. And the Knicks are going to have to change a little bit how they defend in this series as well. Now, you're probably going to get at least single coverage out of the gate where they kind of just play it straight up. You know, eventually they may have to do something different with Siakam if he goes off, especially in game number one. So, you know, a couple props I was looking at: Jalen Brunson under 9.5 assists. You got to pay a little bit of heavy juice for that. Josh Hart under his points, because I think Josh Hart is not going to be used as much as a scorer here. He's going to be more of a rebounder. And, you know, Josh Hart can hit some threes, but the Pacers run you off the three-point line. So they don't really run a ton of offense, the Knicks, for Josh Hart. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd be looking at his under points, 15.5. In terms of a side, I actually lean 6 here with the Pacers. And like, nobody's picking the Knicks in the series or the Pacers in the series. It's pretty much all one-way traffic. And I do agree that with the Knicks being favorite and that they probably do win this series, but Pacers probably getting a little bit discounted because there's that, oh, you know, they beat the Bucks without Giannis and without Dame for a couple games. So, you know, they're a fraud or whatnot. And I think you got to be very careful with that. You know, maybe that bears fruit in a single game situation, but I'm not sure it does like in a one game situation.
And I kind of looked to game one with the Pacers having the rest and being able to game plan for whatever that's worth before this game one with the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
And the Knicks, well, I mean, the fact remains, it was a knockdown drag out with Philly, even though it went 6. And they haven't had, it feels like, the same mental break that Indiana's had.
And we've seen a lot of these, you know, conventional wisdom. It's like, oh, this team's going to win the series, and then they lose the first game.
Right.
You know, we saw that people thought Phoenix was going to, and Phoenix ended up not winning a game. Denver on Saturday. So Pacers plus 6, at least from a side perspective, would be my play here.
We've got game two out west tomorrow as the nightcap on a Monday, and that's going to be Denver laying 5.5 against the T-Wolves. Now, we all saw what happened in game one, and Anthony Edwards went nuts. 43 points. He feels like that guy, right? He kind of closed out Kevin Durant with in a two-point game in a closeout situation, dunked right on him, sent the Suns packing. He has taken no prisoners. They are not saying, oh, we're happy to be. I mean, you listen to these guys, they're a very confident bunch. I know one is great. Two, even better if you're the T-Wolves. Are the Nuggets, as the reigning defendings, really in jeopardy of falling down 0-2 at home?
They very well could be. I think this price is probably right, though, when you look at the fact that it is altitude on one day of rest for Minnesota. So obviously that favors Denver. And then the zigzag, which I think has been priced in here at 5.5. So, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm doing anything, at least as of right now, with this game, because I think that I think it's probably right here in terms of that. Small lean to the under, though. There is some 206 out there. That's the highest I see. Small lean to the under, and we saw game one go under. This is both these defenses, I think, are at least somewhat well-equipped to defend the other team.
I heard Michael Malone, too, after that game one. Well, I'm not saying he was making an excuse, but Jamal Murray didn't score in the first half of game one. Now, he had a better second half. I think he ended up with 17. But he made mention that he was nicked up. Something's going on there.
Well, he had the calf issue that, you know, a lot of people thought he wasn't going to play game five against the Lakers.
And he, of course, got the game winner. Do you think that's a real tangible thing as to why Murray doesn't look like the same Murray, maybe?
A little bit. And I also think it's the defense, like I was talking about, because you can put McDaniels on him. We saw what he did to Booker for three of the four games in that first round sweep over Phoenix. You could put Nickeil Alexander-Walker on him. So, you know, that's really the key here, because the Joker is going to find ways. But what they're doing, too, is, you know, Minnesota, I think, wants him to be a scorer. They don't want Joker getting all these assists.
Right.
Is what they don't want.
They'd rather,
you know,
have, if Joker gets,
so they
35.
Don't want to have to double him, and then he passes out, and he's the best passing big man, may go down ever, but he's certainly one of the best passing big men in history. And he can find those guys. And if Porter Jr. and all these guys, KCP, Murray, et cetera, are hitting threes, then that's a great equalizer.
You know, Michael Porter Jr.'s number in the first game was 17.5. He had 17, and then he had kind of a garbage three in the last possession.
Because they were sitting him for a while, and it's like, okay, where's Porter Jr.? You're leaving him on the bench too long, and I think they probably did.
I tend to agree. So looking at that player prop, it almost feels like, boy, it should have been easier. It turned into a sweat late. That does feel like the other guy, and you're right. I think Joker's going to try to get some of those guys involved.
Mm-hmm.
Something to look at in game two. Let's look here for our daily morning bets in the NHL, because we've got game one in the East to begin. And this is interesting, because depending on, you know, the experts that we talk to here on the network, I think a lot of people really like Florida. Look, what's not to like? They get all the way to the finals last year. Improbable comeback. If you remember this time last year,
Boston as the wild card last year when Boston was number one in the East.
And they were down 3-1 in that series and came back and won that game seven in Beantown in overtime. Boston certainly hasn't forgotten it. But I think some of the experts will tell you that Florida's even better this year than they were last year. So you've got the revenge factor for Boston. They just have a probably for their liking, way too close a series with Toronto after, you know, almost blowing that 3-1. It was 3-3. They win game seven in a tight one. What do you make of game one here for the Bees? Can they exhale, or is it like, oh no, we get out of one fire and we got another one here?
No, they got another one here. Florida's been better. Florida was better in the 5-on-5, pretty much all metrics and all stats. The Bees, at least in the playoffs, have been better on the power play, better on the penalty kill, second best in the first round in the penalty kill, and then the goaltending was number one. Jeremy Swayman, look, Ullmark is going to see some action in this series, but it seemed from game three on, Jeremy Swayman took that goaltending job and really ran with it. 1.6 GAA against the Leafs, making him an early Conn Smythe candidate. So Ullmark didn't play bad. I think he's probably going to get at least a little bit of run somewhere in this series. Florida, absolutely the rightful favorite, though. Even though the Bees did win four meetings, two regular season meetings, two of them were in overtime.
By the way, this series price, as you mentioned, the Panthers are pretty solid favorites. Almost a 2-to-1 betting favorite, minus $1.90. Comeback on the Bees is plus $1.60. Like we saw with the Rangers getting that game one win over the Hurricanes, 4-3. That's now flipped favorites because of what happened in game one. Rangers came in as the dog in that series. Now the Rangers are minus $1.40. Carolina's plus $1.20. If you like Florida to win, is this the best price you're going to win get? Now, obviously, if the Bees pull the upset in game one, maybe it flips it closer to even money. Is this a wait-and-see approach of what you get in game one?
I'm going to wait and see, but I think that this is probably the best price you're going to get on Florida. Then there's a reason why they've been bet up from like minus 160 to about minus $1.80 as high in the market.
Very quickly, the last minute that we have, I want to ask you about a team. Minnesota in baseball had been running hot, had won 12 in a row, had that win streak snapped. Now they're going to have a series with Seattle coming in. Who's playing better baseball here as well? Low total here for this game tomorrow. That's 7.5. We got the M's as small dogs at home, plus $1.14 in Minnesota because Luis Castillo's on the bump for Seattle. They're minus $1.35. Bigger picture for both these teams are playing better baseball. Is this what you expected from both these teams?
It is. And by the way, the Mariners with a nice 2-3 down in Houston. Mm-hmm. And Eileen Castillo here, by the way, is a road favorite over Ruiz Richard tomorrow. Castillo's been a little bit unlucky. 330 batting average, balls in play. So Minnesota had their winning streak ended. I think the losing streak goes to 2 on Monday.
All right. Going to play Seattle here in those daily morning bets.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.